Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
Attention. 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 Do I have everybody's attention now? Burn it
down! This is the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast.
Finally!
Scotty Villa brings you your new favorite pro wrestling podcast.
There is nothing you could do that is more dangerous than wrestling CM Punk.
He's got the latest in covering all of the major promotions in professional wrestling.
Austin 316 says I just whipped your ass.
Breaking news and hot topics, he's covering everything from Monday night till Sunday night's main event.
I'm the hottest thing in professional wrestling. I'm Dr. Britt Baker.
And we never forget to go old school.
I was rowdy before rowdy was cool.
From the golden era.
The irresistible force meeting the immovable object.
To the attitude era.
And if you're not done with that, Philly's got two words for ya.
To the revolution.
It's about the 14 years it took me to go from undesirable to un-goddamn-deniable.
And everything in between.
Superkick Hotel!
This is your pro wrestling podcast. This is In My House.
Give me a hell yeah!
Welcome to my house, baby.
Welcome everyone to the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast. It is Scotty Villa, UK Tom, Monday Night Mike. Ooh, we are back, and I am feeling so good. It's been a fun pro wrestling weekend here for the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast. We all hung out, watched some GCW on the weekend, and enjoyed that. We're going to get into that in a second. Monday Night Raw was a big talker. We're going to get into that in a few minutes as well. But how's everyone feeling today? You guys feeling good? Feeling fresh? Feeling hot? Feeling good?
God, but someone's getting buried on the fucking pre-pod preamble. Fuck you guys.
It wasn't even me.
What do you mean, you bitch? You were just me.
It wasn't me.
Get ridiculous.
Okay, maybe one little bit was me, but the rest wasn't me.
You just influenced it all. So,
I mean, sure, I'll take that.
Yeah, he did.
I didn't argue it.
Fucker.
Hey, Mike. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you too, Scott.
What did I do? Sitting over there laughing at us.
Yeah, shut up.
You banned bitch.
Jesus, for 1 second I wasn't the middle brother, for God fucking damn it. And now it's right back to how did I become the middle brother in the podcast that I fucking created? How is this the dynamic now? But
because fuck you.
Ridiculous. Yeah, fuck you.
Oh gosh. Whew. Well, before we get into what I believe is the big talker, the big story, the big spotlight is on John Cena on Monday Night Raw this week. We all got together and watched a little bit of GCW on Saturday. I believe it was called Ashes to Ashes.
It was.
It was. Yeah. I have the card here.
So do I.
A couple. Hey, I'm stealing your job, Mike.
Shut the fuck up, Tom.
Eat me, you bitch.
God.
So what was it? A month or two ago, we got together for the big Manhattan Center, Hammerstein show for GCW. And we had a great time. But because it was in New York, there's some rules and regulations that they have to follow. Right, Tom?
Bullshit.
So yeah. Tom had circled this date on the calendar saying, if you guys want more deathmatch, you want to see more deathmatch type stuff, you need to come to watch Ashes and Ashes at my house. So myself and Mike got in our little vehicles, got on over to Tom's, and we had ourselves a grand old time. Tom, you got the card there.
Yeah. What the fuck?
GCW's mine, bitch.
Well, you would have had the card loaded up already.
Well, I don't think we need to touch on every match on the show.
No, let's just talk the fun stuff, the big stuff that stuck out to us.
I think what was, the first fun match was the second match, which was Tony Deppen versus Zeta Steele, who was one of the WWE ID talent. And I think I said this when Tony came out, like, he ain't going to take it easy on her.
He did not.
And Tony's one of my GCW favorites. So
this whooped the shit out of her.
Like, I think if I remember rightly, it was like a spine buster into the corner of the apron or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's called quality.
And yeah, so that was a good one. Any thoughts on that?
Zeta Steel's a babe.
Yeah. And she held her own. She held her own. He held his own. I enjoyed the match. I talked a couple weeks ago, maybe even last week, how when I was watching Mance Warner versus Masha Slamovich in a pretty violent match, it did make excellent me a little match. Uncomfortable. It was a very good match, but I was uncomfortable. It was my issue. So I wasn't too sure coming into this match. And then Tom's like, oh, he lays his shit in. Like, this should be interesting to see how she responds, how the match goes, the styles. Very, very fun match. They both laid it in. One of my favorite things about Tony Deppen is he talks a lot of shit while working, and I'm a big fan of that. So yeah, that was a lot of fun. It was a very good match.
I've also got to give it to Zeta before we move on. Like, she laid her shit in on him too.
Yeah.
I don't know how much of that was a receipt, but some of it was pretty goddamn stiff. So that was always good fun to watch. Then we had a tag title match, which was fine. A little bit of comedy in there.
Yeah, it was just fine.
Who were the tag team champions again?
It was the Garbage Daddies.
The Garbage Daddies.
Versus the Legion of Rot. And from what I remember, Mike did not approve of Frightmare's entrance jacket.
Yeah, fucking jabroni.
Cool masks, though. I do like their masks.
Was this the match?
I mean, the only kind of outfit you could get away with in GCW. Yeah.
Was this the match that ended in a no contest?
No, that was the match we're going to move on to next.
Okay.
Which was Violence Is Forever, who you guys saw at the Hammerstein show. Big fan. We mm-hmm. like those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Versus Matt Tremont, obviously Deathmatch legend, and Cyclope, not of WCW fame. This was good. Like, it started, I think the bell rang, and then the Violence Is Forever had forks in their head 13 yes. seconds later. So
yeah,
this one got way more bloody than I thought it was going to, just because that's not always Violence Is Forever's style. This is the match that ended in a no contest, which is becoming a bit of a thing in GCW, which I don't approve of.
I don't like it. I kept asking you, in the GCW world, of all the things that are legal, how does a match ever end in a no contest? It makes no sense whatsoever.
So this was a 17-minute match. I'd say 16 and a half minutes of it were absolutely fine. Just a little bit silly for a deathmatch promotion to have as many matches ending in a no contest as they do.
Also, sorry, Mike, give me 1 second. You very accurately pointed out that the one guy for Violence Dominic Is Forever is like the fat version of Dave Meltzer, and you can't unsee it once you see it mm-hmm. in that guy's face. And I haven't been able to stop thinking about it since, because it's so true. But sorry, Mike, you were saying?
No, it's... goes right in line with what you're saying. Dominic Guarini is an ugly man. Hell of a talent.
And that belly, belly is so smooth.
Insults against the staff, the talent aside, Violence Is Forever is probably, well, they were my tag team of the year last year.
Yeah, they're a great tag team.
Fantastic workers.
Doesn't mean he can't be ugly.
I'm not. Hey, I'm in no position to be commenting on anybody's appearance.
So. I'm gorgeous, so I'll say whatever the fuck I want.
As he lifts his shirt up and shows off his abs.
Yeah.
Woo! I think we have to talk about the next match just for the bump that ended it. So the next match was Gringo Loco versus Josh Mason.
Oh, Jesus.
To set the scene, I'll give you what the finish was, and then I'll hand over to Mike. So the finish was Gringo Loco's, it's called the Gringo Bomb, and it's basically a top rope sit-out power bomb. Mike thought this was rather funny.
Well, Fucker just went limp. Like, just the best way to take a move. I got to find the clip while I'm sitting here talking about it.
It was the weirdest way I've ever seen anybody take that bump.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It just didn't work.
Charles Mason is a fucking piece of shit. He's just awful. He's just awful. Like, I am just not buying that gimmick whatsoever.
Yeah, so that was the highlight of that match, just going completely limp on a finish.
It was.
We then had Fuego del Sol of ECW, AEW fame, versus Atticus Kogar. I think we were pretty distracted during this match because I can't remember anything other than the spikes.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Gringo Loco versus Charles Mason was where it started, where we were really picking apart the crowd.
Yeah. I think that might have been correct. Yeah.
That kind of carried over.
So, yeah, can't really comment too much on Fuegakis because I don't remember. But
Atticus is also a jabroni.
Yeah, not much.
Just looking. Find talent for GCW. Listen, I had a blast. The violence is awesome.
Wow, the violence starts now. Because the next match for the GCW world title was Effie versus Slade. Now, I don't know how the hell you describe Slade to people who don't know who he is. Just than a scary motherfucker.
Yeah, he's who Charles Mason should be. I believe Scotty pointed this out.
You're right. And this was the first light tubes, barbed wire. I think that was, there was a sledgehammer.
Well, we're going to get into that.
Kind of.
Sledgehammer.
This is where the brutality started. And it was a fun little taster for what was to come for the rest of the show.
Can agree. Also, ending of this match, Slade, you're looking so cool the entire time until you decided to not be able to break a pallet with a sledgehammer or a table. It's like, get him the fuck out of there. You did wipe out that guy on the outside, though. He went down.
So GCW had another show the next day, which obviously I watched. And I had a thought, which would have been hilarious, and I wish they'd done it. So Slade wrestled the next day. I wish they'd cut to that corner and still there.
Oh, man. I'd love it, too. That guy sold it.
Yeah.
Did his job. Shirt up to his titties. Like, he went down, got out.
They were some titties, too.
Oh, yeah.
Any thoughts on this match before we move on?
It's nice to see their champion get in the mix.
What do you think, Scott?
I've only seen Effie fight for these two GCW shows. I like him a lot. I think he is a great face for the brand, and the guy brings it. When you just see him on paper, you don't think hardcore deathmatch style wrestler. I personally don't, but the guy can fucking bring it. He can hold his own. He can lay it in. He can take it when somebody else lays it in. Effie right now is like the guy, main guy I'm following right now when it comes to GCW.
Yeah, and the tube shot that we saw in this match, where on the outside of the ring, where Effie just fucking blasted Slade straight in the face, that kind of set the tone for the rest of the night. Because up next was potentially my current favorite wrestler,
Hoodfoot.
Not who I was going to say. It was Dr. Redacted versus Hoodfoot. And the listeners may remember that last week I mentioned that the guys were going to see one of the craziest wrestlers, Dr. Redacted, versus the other craziest deathmatch wrestler. That was Hoodfoot. And I think I'm just going to hand this one straight over to you guys to hear what you have to say about this match.
This one for me was GCW. Like, I feel like this is what I've been waiting for. The Hammerstein show, they weren't allowed to go to the lengths that they did for this show. And this was it. We got light tubes. We got the silver plate things with the spikes.
Gusset plates that hold gusset the plates of houses together.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not a carpenter, so I'm more of a plumber. But fix the fridge.
He's got a bucket.
Yeah, I got a bucket. I got a bucket. But this was it. There, like, even just the spot of Dr. Redacted putting light tubes in Hoodfoot's shirt and then jumping off the top rope to stomp on the light tubes and they stay in the shirt, which is violent. I like that Dr. Redacted comes out in all white, like patient garb or hospital garb, and it's just covered in blood. And he's just a wild maniac guy. Like, he's pushing fans and all this shit. Hoodfoot's violent as fuck. He was so much fun to watch. Also the best name in wrestling right now. So I feel like this was the match that I was waiting to see to be like, oh, I fucking really, really like deathmatch wrestling.
Hoodfoot is so awesome.
Yeah.
So awesome. I mean, you're right. This is what I picture GCW to be. Like, this is the kind of match that I was waiting for to be like, God damn. And some of this stuff, even too, I think numerous times, was like, no.
Was this the match where somebody got hit with a ladder and Mike was like, I do not want to be hit by a ladder?
Yeah, don't throw a ladder at me. Don't fucking throw a ladder at me.
Yeah, that was when Dr. Redacted just fucking yeeted that ladder straight in his face. Right.
If I'm taking a fucking bump or any type of spot, don't throw a fucking ladder at me. I'm out.
So I think
that's not going to work for me.
I think what ties in nicely here is that this match was a qualifying match for the tournival.
I'm all in on Tournament of Survival,
which is a deathmatch tournament that is happening in June. Every match of the entire night is a deathmatch, and it's when they do the crazy fun gimmicks. The first one announced is a House of Horrors match, so that'll be fun. But
what's in a House of Horrors match? Do you know? Like, typically
they will have a contraption above the ring, not too dissimilar to Ultimate X.
Okay.
But the guys aren't trying to climb it. It's just got light tubes hanging off of it all around the ring, all over the ring. So whenever you get Irish ripped, you get fucking light tubes in the eyes. And
wild.
But that House of Horrors match is a rematch of the main event of the show that you guys watched this weekend, which was John Wayne Murdoch versus Mr. Danger. I feel it very important to point out before I pass it over, this was only Mr. Danger's second ever death match. And he's not a big guy. He's not a ripped guy. And he took a whooping in this one. And it was actually probably one of my favorite death matches that I've seen in the last 6 months. It was very, very good. Helped by the fact I was watching with my buddies, because that's always fun.
Hey, that's us.
But well, it's Mike.
Whoa.
Hey!
That turned around on me so quickly.
Again, I'm just going to hand over, because, I mean, the fans have heard me talk about deathmatching quite a lot. So I'll just hand it over to you guys.
Mr. Danger woke up from his slumber on all six of those tires down by the river. And brought the goddamn business. That little bastard just got his ass whooped on.
So two things really stuck out to me. One, when Tom said this is only his second death match, and then two, when they showed the video package, which, side note, Mike had even pointed out during the show, GCW does awesome, very, very well done produced video packages.
They're very good. They're very, very good.
I think you might have even said AEW should maybe take a point out of GCW's book, because they tie things together so well. AEW does a fine job, but this was great.
Gotta give a shout out to Fire J Media. Your video packages are fucking fantastic, Ivan. Keep them up.
They're on the great level of the big league. So awesome job. So you combine Tom letting us know that this is only his second ever death match, and then the video package. And in the first death match, it looks like he's almost wearing a long sleeve shirt or a sweater or something, yep, which I would 100% wear that in my first death match. And then he comes out with no shirt on. And Mr. Danger, if you're thinking of a comparison, looks like Javon Evans kind of in NXT. Very small, ooh, very lean, long lanky arms, to the point where you're like, this guy's not even a pro wrestler. Like, it's just, he just doesn't have that giant staturing look. but the kid can hold his own. The kid can take light tubes. And he took everything and he gave it all back. He was jumping off of scissor lifts, which was awesome. The violence with the light tubes was what it was. It's light tube violence kind of thing, right? So you saw the broken light tubes being jabbed into the heads of guys, and
no blades needed, motherfucker.
No, the gusset plates. Did I get that
the
right?
Gusset plates? Nailed that shit.
Hey, those are Scotty, just. Hey,
this is the match that had the weed whacker in it.
That's right. Yeah. That's where I get a little bit. No, we don't need that, but we got it. I winced. I didn't like it, but it added to the match. It wasn't a throwaway. It was fucking shocking awe for shocking awe sake. It was just like fucking Christ. But yeah, again, this is what GCW is. This is what we came to watch with Tom, because we wanted the death matches to check him out, to see him. And I think I'm hooked, guys. I really, really am. I enjoyed that so much.
So, I have two things, and then I'll let Mike speak about the main event. But,
fucking let me.
Eat my shit, boy. I'm really glad that the death matches were entertaining for you guys, because I've said it a couple of times on here. I fully accept that GCW and the death matches are not for everybody. I do have a match recommendation for you from night two of this weekend. And I just said that Redacted and Hoodfoot is one of my favorite in the last 6 months. This match might be one of my favorite ever.
Wow.
And it was Matt Tremont, who is the GCW Deathmatch champion. Side note, has probably my favorite entrance music in GCW.
What
Separate
is it?
Ways by Separate Ways by Journey.
So good.
Versus Beast Man. Now, Beast Man is a fucking fantastic gimmick, and he works that gimmick. He is fantastic. He's a great big 500-pound motherfucker, and him and Matt Tremont just beat the living shit out of each other. So I highly recommend that if it's out. I don't know if it's going to be on the YouTube or what, but Mike, Scott, and the GCW faithful, you should look out this match. Anyway, Mike, Mr. Danger versus John Wayne Murdoch.
Probably the most fun I've had watching wrestling with people in a long time. The banter is through the roof. Like, I think what I like the most about GCW is just, like, the gloves are off in terms of the shit talk. Oh, yeah. People, you can only dream of what is happening while watching GCW.
We're having a great time.
Just an incredible time. But my highlight from the match was the maneuverability of that scissor lift. Can we talk about how quick he was in it, shooing people away, getting the crowd done, just right in there?
Yeah, he's certified for sure.
Oh, 100%. That's the pro.
It was a great show.
Incredible.
Great show, great time. GCW is becoming something that I'm searching out and looking at more on my social media feeds, just to see what clips are out there and if there's anybody that I maybe haven't seen yet. Tom's awesome at letting us know, like, you need to watch this match or check this guy out or this girl out. So it's becoming part of my, I know when things are starting to click with me when it comes to wrestling, if in my video game I'm downloading like a GCW arena and a GCW championship and a couple of the characters. Yeah. So that's when I know things are hitting with me right now. And that's what's happening in 2K25 for me a little bit. So it's such a fun time. I Tom, Mike, we got to do it more often because it's a fucking blast. So GCW, well done. You've got a couple new fans here, GCW. Game Changer Wrestling. Mr. Lauderdale. Congrats.
Yeah. It's not for everybody, but everybody should try it.
Everyone should try it. You will have fun. Guaranteed fun. You have a good crew of people. The jokes, at least, will be dynamite.
Yeah, and even if you catch one of GCW's non-deathmatch shows, the wrestling is still fantastic. It's not as high. It's not as high budget by any means.
No.
But that's part of, like, this weekend show, for the people that don't know, was in a parking garage.
Yeah.
And I loved it. I loved that it was there. There was maybe 150 people there, a couple hundred people there. It wasn't a massive crowd, but you're in a car park. It's great.
Are you ready to be surprised by how many people were there?
I'm going to guess like 170.
Okay. Mike, what do you guess?
320.
675.
Wow. No fucking way. Yep. Where?
All stood up at the back where the cameras weren't.
Okay. Yeah,
that's Uncle Dave. He's going to break that down. He's like, it was actually 214 people there.
Well, like you were saying, though, there is kind of something for almost everybody on a GCW show. The Garbage Daddies, they had a very, very good tag team wrestling match. There wasn't a lot of hardcore death match type stuff in there. It was a very good wrestling match. There's a little bit, but not a
little bit of comedy as well with the blah.
Yeah, right. Which I popped for the first time I popped.
I thought it was hilarious.
But yeah, GCW, if you haven't checked it out, get on Triller TV, go order a show, check it out, and let us know what you think at the socials at In My House Pod everywhere. There is one more big talker that we need to get to that's been the talk of the week so far. And I know it's a big talker when non-wrestling fans are reaching out again to saying, oh, did you see what this person said or did? John Cena made his first appearance since the Elimination Chamber on Monday Night Raw this week and spoke to the audience in Brussels. And we got heel Cena.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go figure.
I'm going to ask you guys, because I have my opinion that I've kept since I've watched it. Mike, mm-hmm. I think the biggest shocker out of everything is that you actually watched all of Monday Night Raw. But
yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's wild. It's wild times out there.
But I'm going to you first, because I don't think I know your true thoughts of the whole promo, because we saw John Cena come out and then Cody come out and a little bit of back and forth, and then that was it. But the biggest part, John Cena talking to the audience as a heel. What were your thoughts on the promo?
John Cena's heel promo is the best part of Monday Night Raw. They handle John Cena being a heel exactly how they should. I think it's good that, like, John Cena is so internet savvy to make that part of his character. Like, I think that helps the promo. He's like, what are you expecting? New gear? You dress like me. I don't dress like you. I'm like, fucking sweet, John. Like, that's great. New music. He's like, it's my voice on that song. I'm like, this is all the stuff that should John Cena isn't really going to be nefarious. Like, he's not going to take that super dark turn. That was Elimination Chamber. Like, there may be another beatdown before Mania, but like, I feel like that big violent turn part happened. And John Cena is a fine talker. Like, he's an actor, for God's sakes. Like, but I really thought it delivered. Unfortunately, I don't think Cody's was as strong. Like, Cody's parts were as strong. I don't. And it's not just for me to shit on Scott. It just, I didn't think it was. That crowd obviously hot for Cody. Like, we want Cody Chance got in pretty quick. But I just don't think Cody's, like, retort was as good 20 minutes Cena did by himself.
I don't think it needed to be in this promo.
They're fucking face to face. Last time they did that, he was beaten down.
I think Cody's part was fine. I think Michael Cole's little part was actually perfect.
He called John Cena a prick.
He did. Can't say that.
Yeah. Corey Graves, come back to Monday nights.
Oh, yes, please.
Yeah. Tom, your thoughts on John Cena's promo?
I think that was the best promo John Cena's ever cut in 25 years. I thought he was fantastic. Usually during promos, that's when I go on my phone. I text the group chat. I quickly scroll Twitter, see what's going on, because I can just listen. I don't need to watch. I didn't go on my phone once. I didn't look at anything else. I just listened to what he was saying. And I was initially a little bit being like, oh, please don't do a you did this promo, because I'm so done with that when people turn heel. But they did it from a different angle, and John Cena was almost perfect. He was fantastic. I also love the camera switch to the kid when he
internet just sensation buried him. Yeah, he's an internet sensation now. Everyone's using that kid as a meme now. Hope he's got thick skin.
It's like, yeah. It's like
fuck them kids.
It's like
that's the internet right now. John Cena just said fuck them kids.
It's like Ms. Girl from back in 2010.
Yeah. Yep. Fellas, so because Monday Night Raw was in Brussels, it aired at 1 p.m. Saskatchewan time on Netflix. And surprisingly, I had a decent amount of people that watched it live, whether at work or if they had the day off. So unfortunately for me, it was, have you watched this yet? That I text that I was getting, have you watched this yet? This is the best promo ever, which, not going to lie, I kind of fucking hate because you're setting that bar way too high. But I was very excited. Very excited. I didn't know if Cena and Cody were going to interact. The way I'd booked it in my head, I was thinking probably Vince style. I thought Cody Rhodes would open the show, call out John Cena. Cena would no show. And then from behind, Cena would come and nutshot him and then run away, which I think I would have been fine with. But knowing John's limited dates, they've got to get as much out of John Cena as possible. So unfortunately, my bar was set high for this promo because it was being hyped up a lot. So when I watched it in the moment, I was like, this is good. This isn't what I thought. I thought we were getting what Mike had alluded to before with John even saying, you wanted me to change my music, my look, this, this, and that. No, I'm still me. It's you guys that did this to me. I thought we were getting a completely new John Cena, super aggressive, full-blown asshole dick. We got the opposite of that. Guys, we got, you guys hurt my feelings, John Cena. How dare you hurt my feelings, John Cena? I'm sad. I'm sad, John Cena.
We got a whiny little bitch.
We got a whiny little bitch, which perfectly describes John Cena now. And I wish Cody hadn't used that phrase so much in the past year or so, because it perfectly suits John Cena right now. I agree. John Cena's best promo he's ever done. I was actually irritated as fuck going, you whiny little prick. Fuck you. It actually, I was like, you fucker. You fucker. I've never believed in you from day one, and I still don't believe in you, but you fucker. And it hooked me. It hooked me. I enjoyed Cody's stuff. I wanted Cody to come out aggressive. I loved the fact that he came out and said, don't bring this John Cena to WrestleMania. I don't want the whiny bitch. I want the guy that's been a 16-time champion. I want the best John Cena. And John Cena just said, I love that line. And John just had that frowny face, old man frowny face look on his face. And I loved it so much more. I can't wait. They're back on Raw next week, which will be very, very interesting. I don't want them to change John Cena's music. I don't want them to change anything because right now, everyone's booing that. They're booing the look. They're booing the song. And it's working. I kind of wish, this is going to be a bit of a sidebar, they would have done this more with the New Day. Because the New Day are kind of the same thing. They're whiny little bitches right now being sad, but the booking for New Day hasn't been great at all. I'm wondering if the New Day should become a bit of the storyline when John's not there. Because even Kofi tweeted out on Twitter agreeing with John. He's like, this is on you, the fans. How dare you? Shame on you. And I like it. Can't wait till next week. John Cena brought it. I'm now invested in John Cena. I've never been invested in John Cena before. So he's doing a good job.
Love to hear that.
I saw something on Twitter about this promo that was actually, it raised a really good point that I hadn't thought of. And it's a difference between the Triple H era and the Vince McMahon era. In the Triple H era, the legends and the current stars are seen as equals. In the Vince era, it was always the legends and the current stars. So like the first thing I thought of was when Mark Henry was on that scooter thing, or like whenever you saw Ric Flair, he got beaten up. And like, I think it actually does more for the current stars to be seen as equals as opposed to like, I don't know, kicking Ricky Steamboat in the dick just because he's a legend.
Agreed. I can't wait. If I have to nitpick, hey guys, I might nitpick.
No.
I think you might like this nitpick.
Okay.
This feud should be on SmackDown because Cody's a SmackDown guy and a SmackDown champion. And the feud between CM Punk, Roman, and Seth should be on Raw and not SmackDown this week because they're all three Raw guys. But
yeah,
it's Mania season. There's no rules basically when it comes to Mania season. So I'm looking forward to see how they build that storyline on SmackDown for the next couple of weeks. And really looking forward, because I think we're going to get a bit of a more vicious John Cena on next Monday. Or do you think we still get whiny bitch John Cena?
I kind of hope we get one more week of whiny bitch.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't hate it. He pulled it
Cody,
off.
Cody's going to have the longer part of that promo next week.
Cody needs to next week.
Yeah, could be a beatdown.
Could be. Guys, let us know what you thought of the John Cena promo, the John and Cody interaction, and everything else that we've seen since. Hit us up on the socials at In My House Pod, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Blue Sky as well. We're on there. So give us a follow. It's the nice Twitter. Okay. It's nice Twitter. Oh, we're on YouTube too. You can definitely follow us, subscribe, like, and listen to the show on the YouTube. So yeah, hit us up. We're just Google it, Tom. It's Blue Sky. Hashtag Wrestle Sky. Hashtag Wrestle Blue.
I'm a Netscape man, damn it.
It's been a fun one. We can't wait to come back and talk a little bit more pro wrestling with you. For UK Tom Monday Night Mike, I am Scotty Villa. This has been the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast.
Fuck you, Mike.
Welcome to my house. Play that music too loud. Show me what you do now. We don't have to go out. Welcome to my house. Welcome to my house. Welcome to my house.
It's my house.
Yowie wowie.
I should say, I picked up Bev after work. She's like, you're doing the podcast? Yep. Is UK Tom on the show? Yep. Is Mike on the show? Yep. Tell Mike I said, fuck you, just like Tom sells him.
God damn it. Jesus Christ.
Fucking popped.
Were you just like, what the fuck?
fuck no. You, Mike.
Fuck you, Tom.
Fuck you, Mike.
But yeah, she wanted me to pass that along to you. She also mentioned you were banned. Jesus, you were triple banned, but I figured I'd save that for another day.
Did she also mention that he's a bitch?
She has mentioned that in the past, just because.
What the fuck happened here?